Today's Food for the Journey will be a classic reflection of today's readings.
Hello, brothers and sisters. I'm Sister Ann Shields, and welcome once more to Food for the Journey. Today we look to the prophet Jeremiah, again, chapter 7, verses 23 to 28. If you can, have a Bible near you and read it, open it. We read, "Thus says the Lord, this is what I commanded my people, listen to my voice." Now, we hear it in many ways. I'm not saying that you're hearing voices in your head, but you hear it through the scriptures. That's why I want you to become familiar with the scripture. Read it. You'll hear his voice. Listen to my voice. Then I will be your God and you shall be my people. So it's a choice. Do I listen to my favorite comedian more than I listen to God? Do I listen to this pop singer more than I listen to God? God is saying very clearly here, this is what I commanded. Listen to my voice. Then I will be your God and you shall be my people. Walk in all the ways that I command you so that you may prosper. Hear that. But they obeyed not, nor did they pay heed. Into which category do you fall? They walked in the hardness of their evil hearts. They turned their backs, not their faces, to me. God's waiting for us to come to him. God's waiting for us to turn to him. And what do we do by our sin? We turn our back to him. From the day that your fathers left the land of Egypt, even to this day, I have sent you untiringly all my servants, the prophets, yet they have not obeyed me nor paid heed. They have stiffened their necks and done worse than their fathers. When you speak all these words to them, they will not listen to you either. When you call to them, they will not answer you. Say to them, this is the nation that does not listen to the voice of the Lord, its God, or take correction. Faithfulness has disappeared. The world itself is banished from their speech. Listen to that. Listen to that. Has faithfulness disappeared among us? It's close. It's close. This is the nation that does not listen to the voice of the Lord its God or take correction. Faithfulness has disappeared. The word itself is banished from their speech. How true that is in many ways in our own country. Psalm 95, if today you hear his voice, harden not your hearts. I really recommend that you memorize Psalm 95. This is part of it. Come, let us sing joyfully to the Lord. Let us acclaim the rock of our salvation. Let us come into his presence with thanksgiving. Let us joyfully sing psalms to him. Come, let us bow down in worship. Let us kneel before the Lord who made us. For he is our God, and we are the people he shepherds, the flock he guides. These are not just words, brothers and sisters. They're calls to us to acknowledge our need for God, our faith in God, our willingness to admit our sin and to repent. Come, let us bow down and worship. Let us kneel before the Lord who made us. For he is our God, and we are the people he shepherds, the flock he guides. Oh, that today you would hear his voice. Harden not your hearts as at Meribah, as in the day of Massa in the desert, times in the Old Testament when people hardened their hearts. Do not harden your heart. Where your fathers tempted me, they tested me, though they had seen my works. We see God's action, but then we want to see it again and again and again. We don't choose to believe and to put our trust in him. We need proof. Brothers and sisters, that's not faith. And there are going to be times when God will ask faith of you, and it will be very hard to do. So start now asking God, increase my faith. The gift I received in baptism, confirmation, let that gift be ignited in me. Let me believe you. Let me believe your word. Let me make you the priority of my life, and your teaching the priority of my life. Pray that way. That's for all of us. It's not just for nuns and priests. That's for all of us. That's a call of a Christian. Oh, that today you would hear his voice. Harden not your heart. And the gospel according to Luke chapter 11, verses 14 to 23. Jesus was driving out a demon that was mute, though they're not hearing a lot from him. Jesus was driving out a demon that was mute, and when the demon had gone out, the mute man spoke, and the crowds were amazed. Some of them said, "By the power of Beelzebul, the prince of demons, he drives out demons." Others, to test him, ask him for a sign from heaven. But he knew their thoughts. They weren't ready to believe. They were just testing him. Couldn't it be this? Could have been caused by this? What about that? They see a miracle in front of them. Honestly, some people possessed by demons. My goodness. By the power of Beelzebub, the prince of demons, he drives out demons. And others, to test him, ask him for a sign from heaven. But he knew their thoughts and said to them, "Every kingdom divided against itself will be laid waste, and house will fall against house." Is that true in your family? Is that evident in your workplace? Is that evident among so-called friends? Are you a kingdom divided against itself? Pray that God will change it and give you the grace to, rather than ignoring it. The gospel goes on, "And if Satan is divided against himself, how will his kingdom stand? For you say that it is by Beelzebul that I drive out demons. If I then drive out demons by Beelzebul, by whom do your own people drive them out? Therefore they will be your judges. But if it is by the finger of God that I drive out demons, then the kingdom of God has come upon you." He's trying to say to them, you know, they don't want to acknowledge that this could be from God. They're trying to find all other kinds of reasons and sources. And Jesus says to them, "If it is by the finger of God that I drive out demons, then the kingdom of God has come upon you." Right now. Right now, in your home, wherever you're listening to this program, demons try to get to us in one way or another, especially when we're trying to do God's work and we're really trying to live our lives in the right way. We get tempted a lot. Do you just get discouraged and give up because you've made many mistakes? Or do you draw closer to the Lord and say, "Help me, shield me, protect me, guide me, lead me, speak to me"? That's the way you're protected from the lies of the enemy that come to us through the most... It can just come from some advertisement we see on a billboard. And it can be a lie of the enemy that affects us. It can come to us in all kinds of ways. What do we listen to? And the more we study the Word of God, the more we're going to be alerted when we hear something in our head or we see something or someone tells us something that you know is not right. Something in you says, "No, this is not of God." Then you have to learn how to handle that, but you don't get sucked in. The modern media sucks you in a whole lot of ways, not in every way, but in a whole lot of ways. It sucks you right in and you end up straddling. We don't want that. We want to be part of the kingdom of God. We want Jesus Christ to lead us safely home to the Father. That's our call. When a strong man fully armed guards his palace, his possessions are safe. But when one stronger than he attacks and overcomes him, he takes away the armor on which he relied and distributes the spoils. So, in whose camp do you want to be? The camp of the enemy? Because, well, some of those things I like, or it doesn't matter if I just have a little bit of this or a little bit of that, whatever the case may be, drugs, alcohol, sex, whatever. If I just have a little bit of it, it doesn't matter. It matters greatly because it opens the door to the work of the enemy until you're fully captured by the enemy. It leads to disaster. And there is great grace, which is grace is God sharing himself with us. There's great grace there for you. But as I say so often during this Lenten season, this is a great season to lay hold, to face it. Whatever way you're captured by the lies of this world, face it and grab hold of what the truth is. Grab hold of Jesus. Just say, Jesus, I will not let you go. I'm going to keep my eyes fixed on you. Both hands grabbing your cloak. I'm hanging on to you. Lead me. And when God sees that and he knows you mean it, even if you make mistakes in it, when he sees that you mean it, he will help you to break whatever the stronghold is in your life, the pattern that leads you into sin in your life. He will help you. Whoever is not with me is against me, and whoever does not gather with me scatters. You do not want to be in opposition to God. And sometimes we slide into it without recognizing it until it's too late. We imbibe the standards and the values of this world far too much. And because of the media, which can be used for great good, is often letting into our homes, into our lives, our minds, our children, standards and values that are not part of the gospel. You can't just say, it'll go away, it'll go away, or I won't watch this program. It's bigger than that. It's bigger than that. We have to make some real decisions. What I'm going to look at, what I'm going to listen to, people I'm going to associate with, insofar as it's possible. Sometimes it isn't totally possible, but where I can make the decision, I'm going to avoid these things. Then you say, what am I going to do? I'm going to recommend some good books in the next few weeks that I really encourage you to purchase from your good local Catholic bookstore, but some things that I'd like you to read. I'm also going to try to see if I can get you some videos, at least get you links to some videos that would be helpful. I'm going to do my best, but it's going to take a couple of weeks. But I will do that to help you. But the biggest help is Mass, adoration of the Blessed Sacrament, and reading the Scripture every day. Remember, the Word of God is living and active. The Word of God has power. It has power if you let it. You have free will, so you can reject it. But if you let it, that power in the Word will begin to reshape your priorities. And in a year or so, you become a very different person. Many cases, I've seen it happen. So I want to encourage you, brothers and sisters, May this Lent even be the best Lent you've ever lived. May it really bring about change, even if that change is in one area. And don't take on more than two. Do not. You'll just get discouraged. Take on one area, at the most two, because they're closely related or whatever. But pay attention. Ask God for grace every day. Read the Word every day. Be before the Blessed Sacrament as often as you can. Go to Mass as frequently as you can. In these ways, make those the higher priority for the 6 weeks or the weeks that are left now. Make this your high priority, and God will touch your heart and change you, and you will be, as the song goes, forever grateful. I'm forever grateful. That's the promise. That will come if you obey him. May God give you great grace and great strength. God bless you. Hello, brothers and sisters. This is Sister Ann Shields, and I want to encourage you, if you would like a free copy of my booklet, Faith More Precious Than Gold, which we need right now, you can receive that by calling our 800 number, 1-800-282-4789, or you can simply go to renewalministries.net/FFJ. May God bless you.